July 25th, 1917. Jesus purifies the soul in order to admit her to live in His will. Continuing in my usual state, I was lamenting to Jesus, and I also prayed Him to put an end to the many chastisements. And Jesus told me, "My daughter, you lament, yet this is still nothing. The great chastisements will come. The creature has rendered herself unbearable. Under the blows, she rebels more, even more. She does not want to recognize my hand that strikes her. I have no other means to use than to exterminate her. In this way, I will be able to remove many lives which infect the earth and kill my growing generation. Therefore, do not expect an end for now, but rather more and worse evils. There will not be one place on earth which will not be soaked in blood." On hearing this, I felt my heart being lacerated, and Jesus, wanting to cheer me, told me, "My daughter, come into my will to do what I do. In my will, you will be able to run for the good of all creatures. And from within the blood in which they are swimming, you will be able to save them with the power of my volition, in such a way as to bring them to me, washed by their own blood with the touch of my will." "And I, my life, I am so bad. How can I do this?" And He, "You must know that the most noble, the most sublime, the greatest, the most heroic act is to do my will and to operate in my volition. So, at this act, which no other will be able to equal, I make display of all my love and generosity. And as soon as the soul decides to do it, I, in order to give her the honor of keeping her in my volition, in the act in which the two wills meet to be fused into each other and become one, if she is stained, I purify her. If the thorns of the human nature enwrap her, I shatter them. If some nail pierces her, that is sin, I pulverize it, because nothing evil can enter my will. Even more, all my attributes invest her and change weakness into fortitude, ignorance into wisdom, misery into richness. And so with all the rest. In the other acts, something from herself always remains, but in these, she remains completely stripped of herself, and I fill her completely with myself.